Now, this is book number two for you.
Look Me in the Eye is a story of my life. It's a generally chronological story that starts with me being a toddler and ends with me being where I am now. I wrote that because after I learned about my own Asperger's at age 40, and I saw how much the knowledge of why I was different changed my life in a positive way, that I wanted to do something for other young people for whom life sucks now. And I wanted to show them through my stories that life gets better for us as we get older. And I thought that the whole sort of arc of stories from being a little kid to working for different sound companies and doing stuff for KISS and then working on electronic games with Milton Bradley and then doing the Cars, there would be something that would be interesting to most anyone in that collection of stuff. So that was the idea when I wrote my first book. And I never imagined that it would take off and be sold all over the world as it has, and I didn't imagine that it would become a teaching book for people to understand Asperger's and autism, but that's what happened. People read that book and they asked me to tell them more about how I became successful and to explain to them how different facets of autism affected me and how I went from being disabled as a child to not being disabled as a grown-up. That then, those questions and requests became the basis of the Be Different book.
You found out that you had Asperger's late in life.
Asperger's was first characterized by Hans Asperger, who was a pediatrician in Austria in the years before World War II. But his work wasn't translated into English until much later, and a lot of his work was actually lost in the war. So Asperger's kind of wasn't noticed until really the 70s and 80s, by which time I was grown up. In the 60s, kids like me, who had really good language, exceptional language often, but who had profound social disability and inability to read the unspoken signals of other people, we were just sort of characterized as bad kids, lazy, defiant, and it wasn't recognized as an actual difference or disability. We were just bad kids. So I grew up thinking of myself as just defective because I could see other people have social success and I had a failure, and the difference was obvious to me, but I never knew why other than to conclude I was a defective kid. So Asperger's was added to the DSM, the manual that mental health professionals use to characterize different conditions, in the mid-90s when it was revised. And a little while after that, a therapist that I'd become friends with told me about Asperger's and myself.
Was it a bit of a relief?
Well, at first, it was like unbelievable because he told me that it was a form of autism, and my idea of autism was kids that didn't talk and were mostly in institutions. I had no idea that there was this thing they call an autism spectrum where you have people like me and you have people who, as I say, can't live independently. And those people, all of us, have essentially the same differences in our brain, but it sort of touches us differently. I would never have guessed that at first. But when I read the book that he gave me, which was Asperger Syndrome by Dr. Tony Atwood, I was just shocked at how Dr. Atwood described things that people with Asperger's don't do that other people expect. And like every one of them was me. And then he described things people with Asperger's do that no one expects. And that was me too. And the more I read about it, the more I realized that that was right. That did fit me exactly. And it was really a huge relief to realize for all these years I wasn't just defective. I just had this difference, and that there's, you know, really millions of other people who are different like me. That was just really, that was a very liberating thing. It doesn't really matter if you're different because you have Asperger's, autism, ADHD, or you're just a common geek. None of that, you know, that's all like a how we got here question, and it doesn't really matter how we got here. What matters is that if you are somebody who is a social misfit, you don't know how to fit in, these stories, I believe, offer any person in that position practical tips to achieve success. And I think that's the powerful thing about it, and I think that it speaks to millions of young people today. They can find me online. I have a pretty large Facebook community at facebook.com/JohnElderRobison, and they can also type John Robison blog into Google, find my blogs, and my regular website is johnrobison.com.
The book is Be Different: Adventures of a Free-Range Aspergian with Practical Advice for Aspergians, Misfits, Families, and Teachers. I've been speaking with the author, John Elder Robison, and Be Different is published by Doubleday Canada.